With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at speeding up deep-sea mining of minerals crucial to the production of batteries, computer chips, and some weapons systems. Environmentalists are dismayed, but the president says the United States must wean itself from its dependence on communist China.
The White House has promised that the order will create 100,000 jobs and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic growth. But China was clearly on the mind as Mr. Trump signed the papers. It is estimated that the U.S. seafloor has a billion metric tons of potato-sized nodules containing nickel, manganese, and cobalt. They are critical in making electric car batteries and computer chips, and the world relies on China for them.
The BBC's Jay Kwan. Courts continue trying to derail the Trump agenda. An Obama-appointed judge is limiting the withholding of funds from public schools with DEI initiatives. Another judge blocking an executive order requires people to prove citizenship when signing up to vote. There's been no breakthrough yet in the tariff standoff between Washington and Beijing. The two sides can't even agree on whether they have been talking to each other. President Trump says some negotiations have taken place, but China insists there have been no talks. A 19-year-old man is in custody in connection with the wildfire raging in New Jersey's Pine Barrens. The suspect said to have lit a pile of wooden pallets on fire and then leaving them to burn. The feds say they'll seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione, charged in the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Mangione's expected in court later today to enter a plea. He has previously pled not guilty to state charges. President Trump and the First Lady leaving for Rome. They'll attend tomorrow's funeral, the late Pope Francis. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 13 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life billboard campaign springs up in Texas.
They are the work of Life Ministries U.S., and they encourage women in the Lone Star State not to cross over to New Mexico for an abortion. Texas has a strong abortion ban in place while neighboring New Mexico is setting its abortion destination. The billboards urge pregnant women to, quote, be brave and turn around. They also bear information about where a woman can seek help if she's in crisis. About 70% of New Mexico abortions are from out of state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School district officials on Florida's Space Coast are not renewing the contract of a teacher who used a student's chosen name without getting permission from the student's parents in violation of Florida law. Officials with the Brevard Public Schools say Melissa Calhoun knowingly defied the law, signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in 2023, requires parental consent for a teacher to use an alternative to a student's legal name. This is SRN News. Authorities on the Greek island of Crete have arrested six people allegedly involved in an antiquities smuggling operation.
The suspects were attempting to sell numerous ancient artifacts and were arrested during a police sting operation. Recovered items include 15 oil lamps, 17 figurines, ceramic vessels, and a marble sculpture of a child's head from various ancient Greek periods. All suspects face charges, including criminal organization membership and violating cultural heritage protection laws. Greece continues battling the illicit antiquities trade that supplies the international black market despite strict regulations. Keith Peters, Washington.
Booths of big Chinese, German, and Japanese automakers are bustling at Shanghai's auto show. The industry keeps its sights on the wider global market, not subject to steep U.S. tariffs on imports of cars and auto parts. More details at srnnews.com.